Oh, what have I done?
It's Friday. That's what
you're doing. That's what, you know what? It's. Don't mind the music, everyone. It's a. I should remember that it's on a loop. And so if I don't turn the loop off, it just starts. Oh, so I timed classy. It perfectly.
Either way, mate.
It actually works quite well.
It actually worked well. Wait,
so we could do it that when the music stops, we go live. And then by the time the intro finishes, the music starts.
Yeah, mate. It was nice. I'm feeling
El Monte.
Good. Friday. How are we all? What's happening?
Very good. I'm feeling good. I'm excited to see your video today.
Mm. Oh, God. I mean, it's one of those things we were having. So today, Friday, I have to put out a video, doing a video a day. But this time I've got George helping. So can I claim it if George is editing it? That's what I need to know before I tell you what the video is about.
And what do you think, Sebs?
Yeah. No, I reckon it's okay because there is a lot of work that goes into the editing.
Yep.
But I think the filming of it all and the concept and all of that, I think it's fair that you can take a 50% claim in it.
So a 50% claim. So it's now a Georgie boy and TJ co-creation. Maybe that could be a Friday fun one. Could you guys do on a Friday, you co-create?
Did you say co-create?
I think we work. We're not procreating, that's for sure. We might co-create. And I won't say no. George, do you enjoy collabing with myself and shooting and getting around the content?
I love it. It was so much fun. But the edit is going to be good. Just so we're on the same page here, are we talking about it or have we shot this?
Well, I don't know. I feel like we can't talk too much about it, but let's just say... Should we just say what it's great. Is about?
Yeah. Give us the concept.
Yeah.
The concept is, I messaged George last night and I said, can we
Was
shoot
this when you were pissed?
Yeah, I was on fire. I was editing. I've still got my wine glass next to my table.
Oh, great.
I messaged Amy upstairs and said, babe, can you order me a kebab? I sent her the place I wanted it from. And so that came while editing and pissed, and in the same sort of breath, I was shooting at text left, right, and center. And I sent one to George, and I said we should. What did I say? Hang on, sorry, I'm just looking through this. Anyway, I basically said, can we shoot a making of the Georgie Boys Hump Day replay? And George, serendipitous, because you told me this morning that you just got out of the shower, and what were you thinking in the shower last night just before I text?
Yeah, exactly the same thing. I got out and I was like, oh, it'd be fun to do a making of one of these videos. But then I was like, oh, but I shoot it all myself. I'm going to have to get Tommy or Josh to shoot it. And I was like, just sort of put it in the back, on the back burner. And then you called me like an hour later. I was like, this is great.
Sorry, that's why I can't see it in my text, because I was that pissed. I forgot I called George.
So that's coming. What George. Time is it going to come out, Georgie boy?
5 o'clock.
Oh, that's good.
5 p.m. I'll be in the studio. I reckon we're going to have a beverage together on that last half hour of an edit, and then and then hit publish. So, Josh, this needs to be shot out from every platform that
the
we
Discord,
have.
Discord, the WhatsApp, the Facebook group. I'm going to stick it on bloody Reddit. I'm going to put it on our Reddit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do our Slack channel. There's a bunch of people that work in the office that are on there. I reckon we get this out. And, it's so good.
Well, I got a really annoying text from Sevs. I don't actually know if it was last night or this morning. You know, like you look at it and you're like, whenever you got it, it was too much to deal with in that moment.
I did realize that because you didn't reply to it immediately.
Well, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say to this. I don't care. Like I sort of, so I get a text. What time is it? 9:34 p.m. I was already in bed at that point.
Me too.
I was still texting you then, Josh.
You were blowing up my phone. I just sort of waited until, you were hitting me hard. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm not annoyed or anything, but I just haven't had time. So I just sort of go through and be like, the song's called El Monte. And yeah, Lee is super nice. You know, that's like going through sort of one by one. But no, so the message,
dot point.
The message from 97 at 9:34 p.m. was, for fuck's sake, and if we've learned anything, Sev's just getting annoyed. Like, he's done exactly what he does in real life, which is rather than saying what's happened, he's blowing up first. He's going, oh, no, oh, for fuck's sake. I'm like, okay, here we go. Like, he's priming me in the message. For fuck's sake, just realize I sent my Bellroy bag back. And that's fine. Like, sending his Bellroy bag back, that was, I knew that. With the office keys in. It's very annoying.
Absolute disaster.
Did that you not a, look?
For fuck's sake.
I mean, is a part of me went to the thing, like, this guy never thought we were going back to the office. You knew what to do. You were like working from home, sending the keys back to Bellroy. Yeah. And so you said you were going to email the guy. Your second email was, I just emailed the bloke or whatever to see if he can find it. Have you heard back from Bellroy?
Haven't heard back from them yet.
Okay.
So, so you bought it. You bought a brand new bag. Why were your keys in it? Did you use it once and no, then were like, so this is absolutely not?
So this is the thing. I returned, like, because I've had that bag for maybe about a year now.
So Bellroy is a bag brand, and they do like wallets and all that sort of thing. And so, do you want to show the bag?
Yeah. Well, so this is my new bag. And so,
it's a black bag. It's very sort of minimal. Could imagine a guy in Collingwood or somewhere in the north walking with it. It's quite nice.
That is nice.
Anyway, so I initially had a sort of like light grey colour one, and I've had it for about a year, and one of the handles broke off it. And so I did a warranty claim and I sent it back to them, and they sent me out a new one, same colour. And that one was also missing a handle. It was just a production issue. And
was it a handle? Or it was just like the little tab, wasn't it?
Like the handle on the zip, the little tab to open it.
So I just thought, like, I remember
you
taking them off.
Back for that?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I remember being a kid and one of them falling off and, you know, you cry and then your mum just comes over and just go, there you go, it's back on, it's fine.
No, it wasn't going back on.
And so because you had another bag, I was like, why don't you take the little tag, you're describing it as a handle. It's not a fucking handle. It's a little It's a little piece of string that makes the zipper a bit easier.
Yeah. So, because that's what you go to grab. Can you not see the zip if the little beige coloured, what you call a handle, is on there?
I mean, the problem, I broke it initially, like the leather, like it came off or whatever. And then the one that they sent me, it was also missing one. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is worth it, but they have sent me a new one. So I'm just going to ask for a new one and say this one is missing the strap, the tag. And anyway, so I'd already put all my stuff into this new bag because I was like, great, it's all sorted. I'll leave it because I got a little hook in my room where
all
I put my
stuff,
bag.
What is it like? What do you have? You just, well, you're just making like, out like it's, you've got lots of stuff.
Nah, just like, just, I mean, literally
chapstick?
Just keys. Nah, literally keys. Just keys.
Just keys. Keys.
Anyway, so I put my keys in there ready to go when we go back into the office. And then I realized that it was missing a tab on it. And so I sent them an email. They sent me a new bag. And then as soon as that came, as soon as it arrived at my house, I switched the other bag out and put it back in and did a return without even thinking about my key. And so now my keys is up in New South Wales in their warehouse inside the pocket. It's literally like on, there's a little key ring in the bag.
Oh, no.
And so it's currently attached to that up in Sydney.
Could
at what moment did you realize that you didn't have the keys?
Last night because I had to go into the office this morning to do the merch orders. And so it was like I was brushing my teeth and then I thought about it. And I was like, oh.
Oh no.
And so I ran downstairs and I checked this,
grabbed your
my
phone,
new bag.
Texted me.
Yeah,
that was him running for fuck's sake as he runs.
Hey Siri, text Josh Jansen. You know,
it was actually Siri who put the for fuck's sake in there.
You'll need to unlock
your
iPhone first.
Oh, sorry, hang on, that's me. That was just Siri.
But yeah, anyway, so that's it's annoying. Yeah,
I mean, I would be on the phone. I don't feel like I feel too disempowered. Like I don't feel connected through email. Unless you got some response instantly, like I feel like I need to speak to a human being at that point and be like, this is what's happened. I need help. Please. Please. Don't we have a contact there?
Yeah. At Bell Roy? My mate Joe works there. I could give her I'll give her a buzz after this. But if it's, I mean, I sort of feel embarrassed about the whole thing. Like saying, oh, you know, because she's heard from the outer the whole conundrum. Like every time that Sevs has an issue, I contact her. And so it's gotten to the point where I feel embarrassed mentioning anything because there's been so many things. This implicates us.
The key that you've lost is not just one you can go and get cut. These are like the ones that you have like a number on them. You know,
can we not cut it?
No, you can get that cut for sure.
You can get it cut.
You can, but they're more of a security key. Like they're the bigger ones. They're not just the small ones. Like you really should have them all sort of registered who's got what. And so currently someone has access. And then begs the question, these people, do they know where the office is? Not saying they're going to do anything, but if you lose a key, like if you lost your keys.
It's an insurance issue.
And you had your... Wow, someone's got a key to the studio. It's Sevs.
Very annoying.
Yeah, not ideal.
Look at him. That's a...
I mean, hopefully...
So we need a video of the person at the warehouse destroying the key.
No, absolutely not. I asked him if he could send it back.
That is a lot of admin. Like,
is that too much?
Admin ain't good.
Nah. They've got a dialed in... fulfillment center. Literally, they could stick it in a bag and send it back. I don't think it's that much for them, to be honest. Like, they're lovely, and I just think it'd be nice if they could do that.
I reckon I have one key from every place I've ever worked, but I find it after the fact. I'm like, oh, there's the. I wonder how they're getting into that room now, or the. I'm pretty sure I've got my Southern Cross Oz Stereo name badge.
Oh, that stuff. I had one for ages. I don't know where it's gone. I mean, they cancel those, don't they? Like the swiper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they just deactivate it on an account. I mean, this is annoying. Like, I've got to take my computer back to Apple at some point. I saw Rob, who owns Quadlock. I saw the experience of him because they've just opened up Apple stores. I saw him at Southland. He was posting some photos saying very different experience. They give you face masks in the Apple store. Really? It looks like a nightclub, but with 1.5 meter distancing between it within the line out the front.
A lot of queues.
Nightmare.
Have you, is this about your speaker having distortion?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really.
Because it's over the year, I think. Mostly. I think we need to get that sorted quickly because it will go over the.
Definitely.
The warranty
and I could also, push and say, I've been meaning to take this in, but you guys have been closed for the last.
Yeah,
3 months.
I think they'd definitely honour it.
Yeah,
Apple are good like that.
Mm-hmm.
They are good. Mm. Yeah, too much admin. It is.
And so you went to Coles yesterday. You put that video out.
Oh, put that out. Coles local, dude. What a joint! Hands down, the best coffee from a machine. So not made by a human being. Best coffee I've ever had. It was $2, which is ridiculous. You pay just pay pass, it's tap and go on the machine, and it spits out what you can pick any flavor. You can even pick what strength you like, which is my gripe with 7-Eleven and all these other places. You can't get a strong one. If you want a latte, it's just fucking milk and a bit of coffee flavor. Okay. This is strong, flat white, $2. Don't even have to speak to anyone. No hipster barista. Just in and out. Like that.
Anything
was the,
dumb
the
that was in there that you thought like, okay, this is just ridiculous hype but not really adding value?
Oh, they're pushing to do a lot more just taking away, like playing into people being lazy. Just like, which is good in some respects, like get anything take home that like is great. I was hoping one of those food bars like Whole Foods, but I don't think they're that
one.
Clean. They don't have one, you know. It's
surely
like
all those things are there still.
Buffet.
The what's the Australian one that we would go to? About Life.
Oh, About Life. Nah. So About Life was the closest thing to Whole Foods in Australia. There was one in Sydney. Amy and I, when we were living together up there, we would get dinner and share one small box, which you could fill up really high. It was like $5 each. Like that's how cheap it was. And it was great because it was fresh produce.
And one in Port Melbourne.
Yeah, one in Port Melbourne. I don't know, not sure if it's still there, but the one in Sydney's gone. Really? It's been taken over by Woolworths, who have done like some deli, Woolworth deli. Anyway, man, this is impressive. Like, if Coles are starting to roll these out across Australia, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They just, I mean, I couldn't imagine them in like Shepparton or something like that.
Why?
Like,
the pet food section was crazy.
The they pet food was like, surely that was the dumb section, like peanut butter. Like, where's the, I guess, pet owners, there's some appeal. But I just feel like a lot of rah-rah, a lot of time is being spent. A
lot of rah-rah.
On a section that, like, which, who is buying their pet peanut butter biscuits?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
People would, for sure.
It is. It's the outrageous nut section. It is interesting, though, because they've still, people aren't caring about dogs' health. Because, you know, like the nut section, the DIY nut collection and weigh station, that's gone. Like, they've bagged them all up at this moment, so nobody, no Gronk can put their grubby hands, i.e. Bodie just grabbing a little chockey at the supermarket and, you know, putting his little dirty hands in there. They've bagged them up. But in the dog food section, it's free for all. Like, it's still there.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know if dogs can get coronavirus. I was thinking about, like, because I was joking that I was going to get you a peanut butter biscuit that was a dog biscuit, completely edible by a human. No, it was literally just like peanuts, coconut oil, rice flour, some bullshit, and then you could have eaten it, JJ.
So I reckon whatever the some bullshit was is probably the bit that I shouldn't be eating. you sort of got me. So, like, that sounds like a great raw treat, but the some bullshit is just like something absolutely disgusting, not. I'm sure.
Yeah. How are your teeth feeling, Sebs?
They're still, mate, they're still a bit sensitive, to be honest.
What have you done? Have you had a bleaching? Have you had your teeth done?
Nah.
Now, why are your teeth sensitive?
I don't know. I just since ISO, I reckon, they've just, especially like along the top, they're just a bit
sensitive to bit cold?
Cold, yeah, temperature. I've noticed it drinking, like, water and stuff. When you have cold water from the tap, it starts to hurt. Or when I bite into
which
a piece of fruit
are you
from
using?
The fridge. At just Colgate, 20
the
or
red
12,
one?
12 hours.
Yeah, I use the red one. I love the red one.
Nah,
the red one makes your teeth sensitive.
Really? Reckon. Why is that?
Yeah. Don't know.
I mean, we...
How do you know that?
Are you sure about that?
Because I use it, I got sensitive teeth. Yeah, I use it too.
That's just what is extrapolated. It's
real anecdote.
I don't know if that's how it works.
No. Nah.
What I know, and I don't know why, if your teeth are affected by hot water, it's a real issue. Cold water, not so much. Amy used to be a manager of an orthodontic practice, like an Invisalign clinic. And the other week I was like, oh, is it like this is a bit affected by temperature. And she's like, not hot, is it? I was like, nah. She's like, okay, good. Hot's bad. Can we look up what that means?
If you I'm actually I'm looking to go to the dentist when I get back.
We can call my mum about those two issues. It feels like two that Lynn Jansen is definitely going to have an opinion on.
Well, I've got one of my front teeth is actually doesn't respond to any temperature.
Oh.
Like it's full. Yeah.
Well, that's because it's dead, yeah? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Is it?
Wow. You got a dead tooth.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Jansen. You're on the Daily Talk Show again.
That's lovely.
We've got a dental question.
I hope I can help you.
You know the red toothpaste, the Colgate, the one that's in the red silver, like sort of metallic.
Yeah.
Optic white, I think it's called.
The whitening one. Yeah.
Have you heard people talk about sensitive, like that making your teeth more sensitive?
Any whitening toothpastes can make toothpaste can make your teeth sensitive, and when you get your teeth whitened, they become very sensitive. Sure. So, and actually, when I used it, it made my teeth quite sensitive too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. So, Georgie boy, you're right on that. Good one. And then, TJ, you had one in regards to temperature, a question?
Yeah. What is there a difference, I guess we could just ask, between the reason of why you're affected by cold or hot water? Like, is hot worse to be sensitive to than cold?
Yeah. If you're sensitive to hot, on a tooth, it means the tooth dying usually.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And so if 97's if 97's got sort of a few sensitive teeth at the top sort of section of his mouth, anything that he can do right now, he is using optic white.
Stop using Optic White. Get some Colgate Sensitive. I reckon that's quite good.
Okay.
Okay, great. What about Sensodyne?
I'm just talking to you from San Remo.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah, looking at the Pelicans right now.
A lovely day off. Sensodyne, what do you think of Sensodyne?
Yeah, Sensodyne's fine. Yeah, I've got samples.
I got samples, that's good.
Oh, I got samples.
I've got samples of Sensodyne and Colgate Sensitive.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right.
There you go. Right. Okay, enjoy your day. To start it. They've started digging dirt. So there you go.
That's exciting.
News for everybody.
Oh, we'll do a show once it's done. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Lynn.
Bye. See you, Lynn.
Lynn Jansen there, my mum.
That's amazing. Broken dirt on a new home build. That's exciting. What dreams are made
so
of.
So exciting.
Hey, look up pelican eating a pigeon. It
oh,
is
my God.
Outrageous. Eating a oh, my God. It's full on, this little nasty pelican. It could be a seagull. It just, you know, the big beaked and the big gull. Is it a gullet? Like a gull underneath them?
Oh.
It's full on, dude. It's so full on. Flies off with one. Just puts a... I mean, it can't eat it. Like, it's not going to actually swallow
it. It just holds it in its mouth, right? In its little...
And then flew off. I just spent so much time watching... I was just typing pelicans eating birds.
it's not good.
Mental.
TJ, have you ever cooked a whole chicken? Roast chicken?
No, I mean... I was going to say yes, but... No, my wife does it. As in, I was gonna, you know, then you're just like, all the time, every Sunday. It's like, absolutely, do I do anything? No, I cut the potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Amy does it every Sunday. We did one, it's our new routine. Really simple. Mm-hmm. Shove a, you know, you just, I mean, this is, say this, I didn't do it, but you shove a lemon up its ass. And
who are we talking about here? And then she makes the roast chicken. Is that
No. She's absolutely nailed it.
The
why do you want to do a roast chook?
Yeah. No. So I was watching go on.
What's the deal with beer? The beer can up the ass.
I have heard that. It seems like a little bit. I was watching a bit gimmicky because I was watching the Gordon Ramsay thing last night. And I feel like I haven't seen many celebrity cooks make like a roast chicken. And there's something quite confronting about just as they're like shoving shit into the chicken and trying to fill it out. It's just like manhandling it. And then they like, does Amy tie up the chicken at the end?
No, that's pretty fancy.
So we just like tied the chicken. It just keeps its shape. But I'm thinking about on the weekend cooking a roast chicken. But I've been, I'm very funny when it comes to like, I feel like I never really get into the full chicken. Like I'm not a guy that will eat every little bit. Like I'm sort of a white meat.
Breast guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely a breast guy.
I'm definitely a breast guy as well.
I think we got that clean too.
Got it clean, no.
What about you, JJ Boy? Do you like the whole chicken?
Or are you a leg guy?
Are you a breast guy?
I'm a wings and legs guy.
Okay, yeah.
Breasts are good, but breasts are but they can be a bit. They're easily overcooked.
Yeah.
Breasts. Mm-hmm. So thighs, like in a curry, you use.
Is that light?
That is the light.
Gone.
How bad is that? Hang on.
That's very annoying. You want to turn that off?
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, fuck's sake.
JJ, you should go, though, to the Coles local in Glenferrie, get your chook, get a coffee, get some sweets for your Sunday roast.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever that could be nice. Yeah. Saturday, whatever you want to do.
What else? Like, this is all I can talk about is all the cooking stuff at the moment.
Well, it's what you're consuming. I mean, it's either that or podcast wars with Barstool Sports, that network, which is... Highly, highly entertaining for anyone. Yeah.
If you listen to the latest episode of their podcast, it's very interesting. A lot of drama.
A lot of drama.
Can get around it. There's all articles and stuff like, can you imagine a podcast in Australia getting that amount of media attention?
That's crazy.
To New York Times, it's everywhere.
It feels like a different world, but I mean... Mm-hmm. They are on contracts making $500,000 a year as like talent on a podcast. It's
you see 100K next an level.
Who says
next level?
100K an ep. That's how much the Barstool Media's Barstool Sports getting.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I love when I discover something I have never heard of before. It's like in the Discord, a few of the Gronks were recommending. What is it called? It's the kitchen. The YouTube. There's like a YouTube channel, and it's like kitchens. Like imagine Architect's Digest. Remember, I spoke about that. And this is like the kitchen version. So you can watch like cooking and all that sort of thing. If someone says in the comments, Bon Appetit is the name. Did you know that Gordon Ramsay is fluent in French?
Really?
Really?
That's pretty cool. And he actually started out as a professional footballer, soccer player, I believe.
Really?
I didn't
know. That's actually quite funny.
I think he played for England.
It's like when someone says.
No, I think
someone, that's. I mean, he does. Fuck. Actually, he's done triathlons.
What did you
stuff.
Just
like,
say,
pretty,
TJ?
It's like when someone says "fuck" and they say, "Oh, pardon my French." Gordon Ramsay swears a lot.
No, but he learned his craft. French. He spent a bunch of time in. You know how I was when we had Michelle Battersby on. I was slamming French cuisine. He was really talking it up. But I'm not really a shrooms guy. I haven't had many mushrooms. Like, I wouldn't know. If you showed me a mushroom, I wouldn't be able to tell you what it is and whether it was safe if it's safe to eat.
Well, I don't think I could tell you if it's safe to eat unless you know for Coles. Sure that it's from it. Yeah. If it's from a supermarket. But if you just pulled up a mushroom and said, what do you reckon?
Mm.
I'd be like, I don't know.
If I gave you an eggplant and you had to cook it, an eggplant, how would you cook it?
Roast it.
How'd you roast it?
Roast it.
Just describe the process of how you put it in to roast it.
Oh, I don't even know. Cut it in half. Put some shit inside of it. Put it back together. Rub it with salt and pepper and oil.
I think you'd do like sort of like strips of it.
Mm.
And then you're putting it down on the tray. I'd probably go for an eggplant dip, to be honest.
All right. Okay. Josh is going to say that you put it on the actual flame. Is that what you're going to say?
Nah. I remember doing that as a kid with a capsicum because I saw Jeff Jans do it. But no, what you can do is there's a lot of bitterness in eggplant. Did you know that? It's quite a bitter vegetable.
Mm.
Beautiful vegetable if treated correctly and well and respected. It's sort of in Europe they call it an aubergine. And so
it's much
what
more
I would recommend
than eggplant.
It does, doesn't it? What I would recommend is you've got to wet your knife first before you cut it. And so you cut it in half. Now you just want to score it back and forth, score it, that's all good. Now there's a lot of, if you just sort of put it in the oven, then there's a lot of bitterness from the water. Eggplant holds a lot of water. And so what you need to do is after scoring it, you need to put put a bunch of salt on the top of the eggplant. Really be generous with it. And then if you can find a tray where you have like one of those like the grid things, you know, so it's got like separation between the tray, put it upside down so the flesh is facing down. Now what's going to happen is the water will drip. If you leave that for 15 minutes, when you pick the eggplant up, it will be soaked. And all you need to do is get a bit of paper towel and wipe it down. And so that's one of the main tips before doing it. And then on top of that, TJ, before you put it into the oven, what I'd recommend is just cutting up some garlic. Don't mince it. Don't crush it. You want the full bits. You just cut it. And then just place it in to those scored sections. And what's going to happen is through this, it's going to be about 40 minutes that you're going to spend putting it in the oven. That garlic is going to purify. It's going to turn into a puree. And so when you take it out, it's going to almost, you're going to scoop it out with a spoon. It's going to be like a baba ganoush or a kashkan badam jun, as they say in Iran. And so that would be beautiful. You could use it. You could have it hot or the next day.
Did you hear it last night?
Maybe he has got photographic memory.
Have you woken up from a stroke?
He's definitely been struck by lightning. Absolutely.
And so, no,
but I'm Josh, saying that. In saying that, Josh, we're going to Coburg today. Did you want to get a kebab?
No, because nah, I'm fasting in like I've started what fasting already because I've already had like breakfast, lunch, and dinner already now, so that I didn't. But no, I would love. I can film you having a. Actually, if we did it before 2, I could have something cheeky before 2. Just something small, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't it such a...
Need to send that snippet to Dave Thornton.
Why?
Which show how far you've come.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he was on the show, you were talking about food and he was calling you an alien.
Hang on. Can I just get a confirmation? You don't have to put this in what you send to Dave. Have you done just what you told us? Like, have you done the exact process?
Not yet. But I'm going to... Like, that's what I want to do on the weekend. I'm getting... But I've said to Bree, like, the annoying part is that... Bree sees that every single time Gordon Ramsay recommends some sort of product, she just fucking eye rolls because she's like, you're going to want that one, aren't you? I was like, yeah. And so the current contentious issue is the chopping board. I need a chopping board, a good quality chopping board. And we have global knives. But the thing is, I hadn't been like really good. Like my brother's ex-girlfriend worked at like a wholesaler, got a really good price on global knives. And the thing is that I hadn't been sharpening them. And then Gordon Ramsay was like, you need to sharpen them before every use. And if you don't, you're going to ruin the knife. I just looked over to the global, you know, the $1,000 knives. I'm like,
man, they're done.
They're done.
You have to get them in the dishwasher?
And I don't put them in the dishwasher, no.
That's good.
But the thing is,
I think, knife sharpener?
Well, so we've got one of those ones where it's like it's a water thing and you put it on and it's like you go back and forth. But I want what Gordon was using was like a...
Just a stick.
Steel just a metal stick. And like you do it slowly. You don't want to cut yourself.
Oh, just like the guy in the kebab video I made earlier in the week. He's just sharpening his knife. Mm. We had one of those as a kid. It's just like, I don't even know what it is, a piece of metal.
It's a steel. Yeah, it's a steel sharpener thing.
We've got one.
When you do appreciate a sharp knife, like something that you don't, when you just, like, yeah, it's something about having a sharp knife cutting through, it's just like butter, cutting through meat, tomatoes, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tomatoes, you notice it especially.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is it's like produce-wise, like, I think I'm going to have to, the big challenge for me is just going to get used to going out to the shops and getting stuff. That's the biggest barrier.
Lots of people around. It's really picking back up, isn't it, Georgie boy?
Yeah, there's lots George of people was yelling around. Do a weekly shop, today. Josh.
Yeah,
I reckon you could do that. Yeah.
Well, I think that, collect. I mean, how'd your slow cooker go?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious. I got some for lunch, so I'm going to have that after.
Yum.
Really good. Turned out beautiful. How's yours going, Sebs? Have you done any today or...?
Yeah, nah. I mean, how was your wine?
Still me. Still. The wine?
Yeah, still you. Yeah, yeah. Did you pick up? Yeah, picked up some wine last night. Yeah. Oh, you didn't pick up. You just opened a bottle.
Oh, in the shop when we were doing the Discord phone call, had apple pie. Is that what you're talking about?
Apple pie? No, I thought on the episode you said you'd pick up wine. But how was the apple pie?
This is going great.
This is what happens when really George nice. And Sevs are left to talk to amongst themselves. Go on, this is great.
The apple pie was nice. It was a Nana's 4-pack for $4 from Woolies. And we had it with some...
Was that enough?
Yeah.
A four pack? One each?
4-pack of little ones. Yeah, one each.
Okay.
Had it with some cream and ice cream. So that was nice. But the shanks were just superb.
To die for.
Great.
That's all you got.
Mate, lucky baby's getting this on a Friday from Sevs and George. George has already been on the Prosecco this morning at 9:30 a.m. It's a part of the video. It's part of the video.
Yeah, it's all part of the video. It's a lot of I wonder how much of it is for content versus.
He's drank
now.
I'm
worried because it's like now we've talked. Have we ruined it a bit or
no?
Talking very meta.
No,
that's
fine.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's fine. Hey, announcement in regards to the megaphone. This is great. So, I'm going to do a little bonus megaphone thing playing in to this announcement. This is actually epic, and we probably should have even done it earlier. That's how good it was. But the eggplant stuff. Take a photo of your eggplant too, and at the Daily Talk Show, we'll share it across on our Insta if you do.
Hang on, whoa.
Or your chicken.
Yeah, if you do my chicken. Or if you do the... I didn't really describe how to do the chicken.
You don't have to.
But you're right. You put the lemon in, you put some onions. Do it as wedges because it will sort of fit in nicely. Yeah. But don't crush the garlic. Keep it in whole. It's nicer.
Is it a clove? You just want a clove of garlic.
Do you know where people go wrong?
Where?
They don't season. They don't season the cavity.
Ah.
You've got to season the cavity. Yes, of the chook. Jesus Christ.
Well, you said you'd score the eggplant, so I'm just wondering which one we're talking about here.
Well, the eggplant doesn't cavity. Have a cavity, really, does it?
Okay, well, you can cut it, and then the score is
you a create
cavity.
You score it. Yeah, okay. No, yeah. I get that. Okay, here we go. So here's a little bit on the megaphone, and then we'll play a video from a Gronk.
Yeah.
Great, here we go.
Need that on a hip.
Oh. Killyourfriends.co. Killyourfriends.co. Go to that URL right now and buy the award-winning game by Lee. Killyourfriends.co. If you do, tag the Daily Talk Show so we can reshare. Now, here is a great video that we received from Gronk Lee last night.
Hey Gronks, it's Lee here from Kill Your Friends. I just wanted to send a quick message to say thank you so much for the Megaphone sponsorship and yeah, for choosing me. And thank you so much to Kate from Women of Influence for paying it forward and allowing me to be the next Megaphone sponsor. I was riding into work this morning on my bike and yeah, almost fell off my bike when I heard the news and what you guys have done. And not only that, what you did, it's like how you went about it, that it was a surprise, and then all the amazing, kind words you guys said about me and what I've been doing as well was just, yeah, awesome to hear and a really amazing treat. So thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I loved what Kate did as well by paying it forward. So I'd like to get in on that and do the same thing as well. So I'm willing to pledge $150 for the next Megaphone sponsorship that you guys can give to the next Gronk of your choice that you think's worthy of it. So, yeah, thanks again, guys. Really, really appreciate it. But I do have one more special request and a favour to ask. Now, Josh has been having a lot of fun with the Megaphone.
I didn't and, watch
yeah, rightly so, but I feel like it's time for you to give the other guys a bit of a turn and have their chance to have a bit of fun with it as well.
No, this is fucked.
I'm proposing next time you guys get together to have a game of Kill Your Friends, and then the winner of the game gets ownership and control of the Megaphone for 1 week. Now, 90 Sevs, I've still got my money anyway, so yeah, can't wait to see what happens. And yeah, thanks again so much. Thanks again for keeping me entertained with your show. Yeah, later, Gronks.
Legend.
How good is that? I mean, I didn't watch the end. I really didn't watch the end because it cut off. I said, hey, mate, can you email it to us? And I just played it.
That's great.
I'm fine.
It's a great
with,
idea.
You're going to just have to create, you're going to have to get new batteries because I've. And the other thing, too, is what do I do at night if something happens in the middle of the night?
Scream.
Oh.
Scream.
I did actually think.
What is that guy doing?
That's good.
I did think that Josh.
He's on a meeting call. I'm doing it.
When we buy new batteries from Officeworks, we could also buy the mini one. And then the mini one is a different.
I don't think there is a mini Megaphone, is there?
Oh, there's no mini ones?
No, this is the sort of. There's one size. Yeah, yeah. There is a PA system. Could get a PA system.
No, I love it. Lee, classic, mate. Well done.
That was so good.
How nice is that? He's now buying a $150 Megaphone naming rights sponsor. To give away. So we're going to have to, over the weekend, at least work out who the next sponsor is.
I mean, Dr. K was mentioning about the like whether it's safe in a pandemic for you guys to use the Megaphone. I feel like I've spat all over it.
That's all right. We can just detol.
We can sanitize it. Hey, have you noticed? This is, I mean, Josh, you probably haven't. Driving around, though, there is packs of people in high-vis.
Yeah.
Walking up Swan Street.
Yarra Council thing, maybe?
they're all cleaning poles and literally everything. They've got big buckets of hand, like sanitizer, and they're dipping in. Like I saw them rubbing a fence, like someone's house. Just
why were they? Why are they so close to one another though? Because they're in packs of 20. It's like, isn't that defeating the purpose?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Like they are they're sanitizing. So I wonder if they're tested. Like if the people who are needing to do the thing that's trying to remove any surfaces that are affected need to be tested. Maybe. A lot of them have masks on and stuff. But I did think also, saw this sort of young girl, you know, she could work in the CBD. My story in my head was like, that's somebody who's lost their job. And they've, you know, the government, when this all happened, was like, there is jobs for people. The council needs people. I was thinking, look at her. She's working. She's found a job. This is great.
So I feel about the, I don't know how they do it in our council, but the lollipop people, the school, like so in Australia,
crossing.
Like in Victoria anyway, they've got like people holding stop signs. And it's like a lot of times, like it's like retired people or like all different types.
Is this for schools, the crossing supervisors? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they do it for me too, like in the morning. Yeah, I'm crossing.
There's that lady on Wellington Street.
Oh, she's so nice, isn't she? She says hello every single day.
Yeah,
near the Nando's head office in the back of Abbotsford, there's this guy. We call him Smiley. He's just every time we see him, just smiling.
Get around that job. Nice. Could you imagine me doing? Could you imagine the? Definitely be on news.com.au and like look at the look at. It could go either way. It could be like, look at what that guy does with his lollipop, and I'm like flinging it around and doing tricks, or it's me having an altercation with a driver,
smashing the bonnet of some car, just whistle.
Yeah,
it's funny.
The megaphone.
All right, Sevs, I feel like you need to get on the phone for trying to get your keys back, because that is an absolute disaster on your end, and it won't go away. Don't bury your head in the sand. It won't go away.
You've done a good job though with it. I will let's shit sandwich it. You did a great job with getting all the merch stuff, because I threw it out there. I said we're doing the final bit of merch stock, we're getting rid of it, but I didn't do any of the logistics. I didn't even think about it. Didn't even ask you. I just did it and then just saw what happened, and you went and you got it all, and you went to AusPost and you got it all sent. That was very good.
It's all sorted. Well done.
I got a message this morning asking for a lift into the office. Poor Sevs. I was already in Collingwood, and so we had to catch the bus. How was your experience?
The bus is all right.
Transport.
Great experience on the buses at the moment, if there's no one in them. The one that I went on, there was two people in the bus, aside from me, and it just smelt of disinfectant. So real clean. The bus driver, real chirpy. He was great. I didn't ask him the highlight of his day, but he was having a ball.
How is the bus driver talking to anyone?
What do you mean?
Do you sit at the front?
No, he just yells out. The whole bus can hear him. He just yells out, have a great day, have a great weekend. He's great.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Lovely. Lovely.
The last time you're on a bus, they stopped the bus because of you.
To tell me off, yeah. Well, it just depends on the driver. Like, you'd think now, like during a pandemic, you'd think they'd be a little bit more unhappy to come to work, but I had a great driver. He was great.
Mm. Yeah, I reckon there is just a reset in a lot of people's attitudes to life. Like maybe gratefulness, God, you know, like traffic. It was like last night, here's a weird perspective. It's been amazing having no traffic. Last night got stuck in a bit of traffic and I was almost thankful, like stuff's getting back to normal. Like it was nice that things are changing, which means that we're succeeding as a country.
I would have been fuming. Virus.
It's annoying, but it's also like, yeah, this is good. Like shit's happening. People are getting out about it is coming back. And so I feel like I only have that approach based on what's happened. Like it's an appreciation, right? It's just another way of looking at it.
That reminds me. I nearly got spat on the other day. How gross is that?
Oh, Jesus. All right, mate.
By who?
It was so bad. By this girl. Like, I was walking around to get on the tram, and I was like, sort of walked around, and she just spat, and I nearly walked into it. And I was like, you can't do that.
That's like,
was she 1.5 meters away from you?
It was a long spit, yeah. It was a very long spit.
And so, did you say something? Did you say, "Hey, you can't do that"?
I didn't say anything. I just looked at her. She was, she seemed a bit like off down in her luck. So I just sort of just like, oh, whatever. But pretty gross.
Yeah,
she seemed young.
There was a businesswoman the other day walking, and she wasn't really keeping distance, so I sort of went off onto like the road to avoid her from the path, and basically as I passed her, she's like, and it was like really cold, and so like you could see the particles. It was almost like some sort of TAC ad for you know, COVID. You know, it's like, you know, the slow, like TAC, for people who don't know, it's like the Traffic Authority Commission in Australia, I think, or is it Victoria specific? I don't know, but they do those crazy ads where it's like everything in slow motion. It felt like a bit one of those things, yeah.
A Victorian.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do those ads where you just, like, watch out before you open the door. Oh, and they just show the bloke just being smashed.
Oh, what about the work cover ads, like the ones where it's I'll grab the bread from the slicer. That's literally what I thought.
I was so worried. Me too. Oh, my God.
Me at Coles.
When Tommy went to Coles, there was a bread slicer. It's like, oh, you can slice your own bread. I was like, oh, here we go.
This literally.
He's lost a hand. Yeah, he's done. It's pretty protective.
It's Gronk proof. So you choose your own bread, whatever one you want. I went with, you know, nice panna de casa, and then opened it up, whacked it in. You have to pull the...
Gordon like recommends brioche, by the way, if you're doing toast.
Really?
Gordon?
I mean, not healthy,
as
mate.
If Gordon... Gordon wouldn't be fucking having brioche.
What's wrong with sourdough?
Oh, he just says brioche is way better. It's buttery.
Yeah, sure. And pancakes are better than bread. You don't have pancakes all the time.
Have you seen how shredded he is? He runs like triathlons.
I can't tell, to be honest. It's that he's in that
look
body
him up. Look.
Type where it's like he could be ripped or he could be, you know, not ripped.
Anyway, there's the Gronk proof. Yeah. You pull this huge sort of glass.
Brie just
lid
walks
over
in.
The
she
top.
Forgets we're doing a show. She's like, "Are you talking about Gordon Ramsay?" Walks in. She goes, "Oh, you're doing the show." Thought that Sevs and I, that would be a FaceTime conversation that Sevs and I would be having.
Oh, absolutely.
But Brie's got an opinion. Yeah. Yeah, but he's a nice. If that is him being chubby, that's the sort of old guy chubby that I could get around. Where it's like, because if you're a bit chubby, I believe I've heard somewhere when you're older. Actually, Dr. Andrew Weil, who wrote the book, he does like the anti-inflammatory stuff. The eight something. Sevs, can you tell me what it's called? The eight something diet. It's like Andrew Weil, Andrew Weil, W-E-I-L, Weil.
Healthy living?
Yeah, the eight rules of healthy living or something. But anyway, he talked like he's this healthy guy or a guy always talking about health, and he's got a bit of weight around him, which is sort of weird.
And what's he?
Well, he was saying like when you're older, you should have a bit of fat. It helps. Is it the guy that does all like Eastern... Is it Eastern medicine and like Western, like all that sort of mix?
Primrose oil.
Did you find out what the book was called?
Natural anti-inflammatory.
8 weeks to optimum health. Maybe.
8 weeks to optimum health. That is the only month.
There we go.
I mean, you need a bit more than 8 weeks, but
is that like a child? You know, when you have a baby, it's like hoping they're a bit fat. You know, a little chub on them, protective layer, the energy there. Rather than a skinny child, skinny baby.
Mm-hmm.
As you get, I mean,
Casey says, JJ, your body isn't your resume, but it is your show reel. You know,
that's
what I'm saying.
That's a good one.
You got to have your CV and your show reel sorted.
No,
I get it. I understand that these topics can be triggering for some.
That's great.
Good one, guys. That's great. All right. Let's work out as well what we'll do with the megaphone. If you've got an idea for how we can pay it forward. Maybe chat with us in the Discord.
Discord, yeah,
that could be good. You can do private chats too, so you can jump in.
If someone wants to join the Discord, how do you join?
Well, I think what I'll do.
Can you send an email?
I'll send an email out to all VIP Gronks with a URL that you can just click, and it'll probably prompt you to download the app if you don't have it already. But you'll be able to join the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And so you copy and paste the link that you're sending, and then that's the
into your browser
invite.
Yep.
That's the invite. Yeah. So the link will expire though. Can we put some like pressure on?
It doesn't expire, does it?
This there's a new one. Like Whitey created a new one that doesn't expire.
Mate, Whitey. How good's Whitey?
He's great.
He's on it.
Yeah.
He is on it.
He ended up picking up his pizza last night. It was a contentious issue in,
Really? The,
Discord. He wasn't. He was 20 minutes late. Behind the time he said he'd go pick up his pizza, but it was all good. So
and was it hot?
It was hot. Yeah, it was warm.
Mate, that's solid.
That's great. That pizza shop. That's why you need to be on the Discord.
We need the megaphone. Needs
that's what you're missing out on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Right. It's a daily talk show. Enjoy your Friday. And oh yeah, also second Friday of the month in June, June 12th. Put it in the calendar. Friday night drinks, the second Friday of every month, Friday night drinks. Is that all good with you guys?
Great.
Absolutely
perfect.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
It's like the farmers markets, first Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
This is second Friday of every month.
Well, I'll be there.
Why'd you pick second? What was the reason for that?
It's just middle of the month. Grace suggested actually, and I had no pushback on it. And it felt like it's not next week. So it sort of gives it a bit of space, you know?
No, I love
it. Yeah, no, I get it.
It's good not one. Even the week after. It's in 3 weeks.
Great.
So we can really sort of lead up
Pump
to it.
Pump it up. Yeah.
Okay. All right, legends. Great. Happy Friday.
No Friday night drinks tonight, Lara, but people will be chatting on Discord.
So there might even be a voice or people might be in the voice or video channel on Discord.
Yeah, maybe. You can have wines tonight again, TJ, or are you doing one night on, one night off?
Oh, no. I might have a Prosecco with George in the afternoon as we premiere the video. So get your Proseccos ready because we'll be drinking at 5 p.m.
Great. Sounds good. All right. It's the Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you, everyone.